not every day you get to hear a piece of music for the first time. And I'm not talking about the unforgettable experience of hearing something like Mozart's Symphony No. 40 for the first time. No, I'm talking about hearing a new piece of music being played publicly for the very first time. San Antonio will host the world premiere of a new song cycle by Clarice Assad Monday evening at 7:30 at the Carlos Alvarez Studio Theater at the Tobin, and again Tuesday evening at 7:30 at Ruth Taylor Concert Hall on the Trinity University campus. The new work, titled Elementos, will be played by Soli Chamber Ensemble and sung by the composer, Clarice Assad. Clarice comes from a family of musicians. Her father and uncle, Sergio and Odair Assad, form what is arguably the finest guitar duo in the world. But it goes even deeper, since Clarice's grandparents on the Assad side of the family are also musicians. And then there's at least one more Assad musician, the singer, songwriter, guitarist Baji Assad. I'm James Baker, and I recently delighted in an all-too-short phone interview with Clarice Assad. Clarice, how in the world did you grow up to be anything but another Assad guitarist?
That's a good question. My father and my uncle, they are guitar players. My aunt, Baji Assad, she's also a guitarist and singer. So by the time I came around, they were like, there are too many guitarists in the family. And because, my father saw that I didn't really have such a gift to be a performer, at least not at that young age of 6 or 7. I didn't have a lot of coordination, so he didn't think guitar was the best instrument to compose and to use it as a composition tool, that the piano was much better, so he gave me a piano instead.
Although you consider yourself a vocalist who plays the piano, as a composer, you often have written for guitar as a solo instrument and in ensemble settings.
Yeah, well, because I grew up with that sound, I don't play guitar. I'm really horrible because I know how to play, like, maybe Corcovado or, Bossa Nova tunes badly. But that's about it. I don't know how to play like a classical guitarist, but I have the sound in my head because I heard it so much when I was a kid. And it's not an easy instrument to write for if you don't have the sound in your head or if you know how to even hold it. It's one of the instruments that composers usually stay away from.
Now that you've been out of Brazil for almost 2 decades, how would you describe your music? Has it become American? Is it European? Or, if it's even fair to ask, would you describe your music as Brazilian?
Yeah, I think it's very important. It certainly made up a huge chunk of my life because I lived in Brazil until I was 18 years old. So all of that time I was absorbing this music. But I did live in Europe too for a brief period, and I used to go there a lot to visit my father. So I got that European, a little bit of that European sensibility, especially being in Paris, which I'm sure at that young age also influenced me a lot. So all of these worlds coming together by the time I was 18, I came here. So I can say that I have all these things influencing my music. Probably Brazilian music is the strongest of all.
Well, Clarice Assad, congratulations in advance on the new music. Are you looking forward to finally getting to rehearse it with Soli?
I cannot wait. I'm really curious to see how that's going to go. And I have a very good feeling about it, and I can't wait to meet them.
And I can't wait either to hear your brand new music for the very first time. Thanks, Clarice, for taking the time to talk to me. I'm really looking forward to meeting you in just a few days.
Me too. Thank you so much.
Clarice Assad and Soli will give the first public performances of Elementos Monday evening at the Tobin and Tuesday at Ruth Taylor Concert Hall. Both concerts begin at 7:30. For KPAC, I'm James Baker.